At Nissan, our lineup is taking the galaxy by storm. And right now, you can save big during Nissan's Go Rogue year-end event. Shop your local Nissan store and choose Nissan.com today for great offers. And see Rogue One only in theaters. Take on any galaxy.
How to reach the masses, men of every bird, form and answer. Yes, let the Savior, hallelujah, Jesus is the reason for the season, and we are glad to be here. This is Glory United, Bishop Dr. Gregory Scott welcoming you once again, and now we're going to hear, after a pause, a slight pause, we're going to hear some joy to the world. Yes, indeed, where is she? There she is, Mariah Carey. Come on, Mariah. Joy to the world. Yes, joy to the world. And dear friends, I wanted to give you one more Christmas song, but I'm having technical problems. So it is my pleasure and with great delight to bring to you in this moment Pastor Patricia Benjamin.
Amen. Amen. Joy to the world. The Lord is come. Let earth receive her King. I tell you, it is a good thing to know that we are here on the earth and we have a King. And we can receive our King in our heart. Our King is a spirit, and the spirit of the living God must permeate on the inside of us. And when the spirit of God makes known its presence, you will find joy in the midst of your sorrow. What I mean by that is where you are weeping from the eyes, but on the inside, there is a joy on the inside because your baby lives. Jesus Christ lives within us, and we have joy unspeakable. Unspeakable joy when the world see us and they say, how can she do it? How can he do it? How can he go through the things that they go through and yet they're not laying on the sofa in a psychiatrist's office, or they're not sitting on the television talking to Dr. Phil, or they're not talking to Ayanna saying, fix my life. And yes, she does a pretty good job with helping them to get their life together. But nobody died for you but Jesus. So who can fix it just like it ought to be is the one who brought joy to the world. Now, a lot of anger came with the joy. Trust me. A lot of anger came with the joy because the Bible lets you know that Herod the king was upset about the birth of Jesus Christ because he knew that he would be a savior to not only the Jews, but to us Gentiles. Herod wanted the baby dead. So therefore, see, if Herod was a child of God, he would know where the baby was because God sent the angels to let folk know, for you shall find the babe. Rap, this is your sign. This is your sign. God has sent the angels to give the shepherds in the fields a sign. You will find this babe wrapped in rags, lying in a manger. Well, there's no room in the inn, so you will find this babe. Herod sent out a decree to kill all the newborn babes from 0 to 2 years old. He's trying to kill Christ, the Lord. Big dummy. He should have known that he couldn't touch this. And everyone that was a friend of God, a friend to Jesus, God let them know where the baby is. He sent the angels to speak to them. They were afraid at first. And I would be rightly so. I'd see an angel tonight, and I love the Lord. I'm going to be frightened too. but I won't stay frightened once I find out what's going on and who sent the angel. But just check it out. The wise men didn't get a visit from the angel. They followed the star, and the star led them to Jesus. Old crazy Herod told them, look, go find the baby, and when you find the baby, come back here and let me know, because I seek to kill the baby. So the wise men were wise enough to agree to leave, but they didn't agree to come back and give old Herod the news. They agreed to leave. So they didn't lie. They left seeking. Oh, God, I feel Jesus in my belly. They left seeking the Savior. And as I said last week, God had his own GPS. The stars in the sky led the wise men to Jesus. Oh, bless his name. And guess what? When they found Jesus, they did not report to Herod the king. They kept on going. No need to find Jesus and then go back and commune with the devil. Oh, God, I love this. No need of finding Jesus and you return back into the things of the world, those that seek to kill him. And people still seek to kill him in you. They don't want you to live right. They don't want you to do right. My friend that I went to school with, my neighbor, Earl, he said, do right, get right. The enemy don't want you to serve a risen Savior. He don't want you to do right. He don't have time for that. He don't want you to find your baby and keep your baby. He wants you to, if you find your baby, let me know, because I have plans to kill your baby. Ooh, God. God. Someone made a song, said, God has smiled on me. He has set me free. And I'm sure that when the wise men, I don't know their name, someone deep in the scholar may have a name for them, but I'm going with what the Bible said, the wise men. I'm sure the wise men said, God has smiled on us. He's good to us. Isn't God good? Aren't you glad that he brought joy to the world? I hear the lady saying, all the boys and girls, joy to the people everywhere you see. He brought joy to you and me. You hear a little noise here. I apologize. I'm baking a cake, and our time is clashing. Oh, bless his name. Joy to the world. I'm in the second chapter of Luke. Last week I was in the first chapter of Luke, and I tell you, God and I just had ourselves a joy full time. And I still have my joy. Hey, after all that I've been through, I still have my joy. Sometimes I complain, but I still have my joy. Woo! I know that sounds like, well, that can't be so. You can't be complaining and have joy too. Something is not. Yes, you can. Because when you realize that you have joy, you shut your mouth. You stop complaining and start praising God. Lord, I thank you.
I was sitting at the table tonight. I don't want to get off, but because of Jesus, I was sitting at the table, and I had finished my dinner, but I love cranberry sauce. And so I was finished, but I went back and got another plug of that cranberry sauce, and I said to God, I said, Lord, I thank you. I thank you, Jesus, for the cranberry sauce. Woo, bless his name. He brought joy. I'm almost finished. He brought joy to the world. Joy. Oh, he brought joy. You know, I don't know what it is about me and this scripture. Last week, I lost two pair of glasses, and now here I am again this week, losing glasses again. Well, I'll pick up another pair. Oh, bless God. Ah, Dr. Scott, I'm excited. When I think about the goodness of Jesus and all that he's done for me, my very soul cries out, hallelujah. I thank God for saving me. I want to give God a praise offering because a friend of mine's daughter was in the hospital. She's a diabetic. She hit her toe. It turned black, and her foot began to turn black. They admitted her in the hospital immediately. This is about 3 weeks ago. And diabetics, you know, when we injure ourselves, it's not good. Thank God if gangrene was setting in where they'd have to cut her foot off or part of her leg, but they worked those antibiotics. Thank God for scientists. Thank God for God giving them the mind to know how to put stuff together. I can make a cake, but I can't make antibiotics. But I can trust God. And we began to pray for the young lady. And along with the doctor's medicine and our prayer, she's home. Toe is great and her foot is fine. Because the baby was born, we have hope. We have help in Jesus. There's victory in Jesus. Victory and joy in Jesus. I tell you, let's read the Bible. And I'm in the second chapter of Luke. Last week I was in the first chapter of Luke. And I'm starting at the sixth verse, and the Bible says, Christ is born. And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes. And laid him in a manger. This is a stall, y'all. This is no hospital bed. Okay, this ain't no plush hotel. This child was laying in a stall with the animals. Oh, bless his name. Mm-mm-mm. Because there was no room for them in the inn. The scripture said that would take place. So we weren't alarmed. And there were in the same country, shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them and said, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them. And they were so afraid. And the angel said unto them, fear not. For behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all ALL people. I know some of us like to think that he just belonged to us. And yes, he is. The Lord is my shepherd. But he's a big enough my to be a shepherd to all of us who seek him. We have to diligently seek the Lord. We have to pursue peace, joy, happiness, all of the things that he represents. Oh, my God. He brings tidings, good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David Savior, a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. There's an identity. A Savior. He's identified as a Savior. And then they go on to tell you, Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. You shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angels a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill towards men. And it came to pass, as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said one to another, let us now go even unto Bethlehem and see this thing which has come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us. And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in the manger. Whatever God said, that's what he'll do. He said that the babe would be born, that he would be wrapped in these clothing, and he would be in a manger. My God, he gave you your map quest. Let me put it like that. He gave you your map quest. Not only did he give the wise men the stars, but he had a map quest as well. Said, go. The angel said, go, go, go. Make haste. Go find the baby. How many of you tonight are looking for the baby? I would pray by now that you will already have your baby, because Christ was born thousands of years ago, but some of you are still looking for your baby. Some of you are under Herod's command. You want to destroy my Jesus. You want to destroy my Jesus by saying he's not real. Why, if he is real, why is this and why is that? Why is it that people are dying? Why is it that people get sick? Why is it that the bombs took many, many lives? Where is Jesus? But he's not in the manger anymore. He should be on the inside of you. But one thing I know for sure, if he's not on the inside of you, he's definitely on the outside. Oh, bless his name. Looking for your baby. You shall find the baby. Yes, wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. They followed the map quest of God, and they found Christ the Lord. Hark the heralds, angels sing glory to the newborn King. Peace on earth and mercy mild, God and sinners reconcile, joyful all ye nations, rise, join the triumph of the skies, and with the angelic host, let's proclaim, Christ is born in Bethlehem. Hark the herald, come on now, come on. lies. Hawk to hell. Angels. Somebody say, I can't go to that church because they make too much noise. I know a man who came to church one Sunday. And we were so making so much noise in praise to our baby, our God, our Jesus Christ. We were excited, and he suddenly got a headache, and he had to leave. But we were excited about our Jesus, about our baby. So we were hawking our heralds. Our voices was going up in a praise of, some were saying, hallelujah, oh my God. Some were saying, hallelujah. Some were saying, thank you, Jesus. Some were saying, glory to God. Some were saying, Lord, I praise you. Somebody was saying, God, I love you. Thank you, Jesus, for all that you have bestowed upon me. Thank you that I arose and was able to come out to the house of God and lift up my voice with the saints of God. Tell God, thank you for another day, just another day that the Lord has kept me. Yes, just another day, just another day that the Lord has kept me. That's something to be thankful for. Yes, you can praise God in silence, but it says lift up your voices as a trumpet. So what are you going to do? Go against the word of God with your baby? It says lift up your voice. Then he said, if I be lifted, I'll draw all men unto me. Lift them up tonight. Lift the Savior up. For the word of God said, for unto us a Savior is born. Lift the Savior up for men to see. The men had to come to see. They left where they were and said, come, let us go see this thing that was talked about. It has now happened. It has come to pass. We heard that Mary was with child, and this child would save all people. Let's go see this thing. I know there's a scripture that says, blessed are you that believe but have not seen. But some things you've got to see. That's all there's to it. I'm not going against the scripture. The scripture's not contradicting itself. But some things you just have to see. I feel like getting my dance on up in here. Some things you just have to see. I know that those who walk by faith and not by sight, that has nothing to do with this. This is something that they must see. They had to come see. The angel let them know, look here, it's time to go from here. Jesus Christ is born. They said, come on, we must go to Bethlehem. Some of you need to get off your cooling board and go to Bethlehem. Bethlehem in your mind would be, God, have mercy on me. God, help me. God, some of us need to cry out tonight, God, save me. Hey, God, I want to be close to you is my desire. Oh my God, I feel the anointing. Oh God, is stirred up in me. Oh God, I thank you for your blood. I thank you for being born, and better than that, just being born. But I thank you for dying so that I can carry you like Mary on the inside. That's the only time that men can be pregnant is when they're carrying the baby Jesus. Yeah. It's the only time. And what I mean by that is that a man, when he's pregnant with the baby Jesus, he's only carrying the word. Jesus is the word. For John's gospel says, in the beginning was the word, and the word was God, and the word was with God. And so in the beginning was the word. When you're pregnant with Jesus on the inside of you, you're carrying the word of God. It's the only time men can be pregnant when they're carrying Christ the Lord. Oh, bless his name. But will you abort your baby? Because you want to please Herod? Or will you be like the wise men? See, the wise men was instructed, go find him and come back here. But are you going to please God when you find the babe, Jesus Christ? Or are you going to please man? You're going to do it your way. But see, you can't, when you are a child of God, and I know it hurts your flesh, God knows it tears my flesh up. You hear me? When you got to do it the way God says do it. If you don't, then you're going to abort your baby. Oh, don't give Herod the right to order your steps. But be like the wise men. Praise God, from whom all blessings flow. Praise him here below. Creatures, you creatures here, praise him. Praise ye above the heavenly host. Well, that's the angel. But praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. I am excited. And you all know that. If you listen to Pastor Pat, I get excited about my Jesus. I'm pregnant. I'm carrying my baby. I'm carrying the word of God on the inside of me. And that brings me much joy. Sometimes if we would just realize, hey, I don't have to get upset about this. I don't have to act like I'm losing it. I don't have to act like I'm bipolar. I don't have to act like I'm schizophrenic. I've got Jesus. And that's enough. I preached a sermon in South Carolina. Got milk? And they looked at me because it was a commercial that said, got milk? They wanted to know if you had milk. Well, I want to know to you tonight, today, whenever you listen. Got Jesus? Oh, my God, I love him. Got Jesus? Look. Look at this. Look, if you had milk, look, the milk was all on the lips just like a mustache. It was evident. Didn't have to ask you, did you have milk? Because the sign of the milk was upon your lips. Ah. Shouldn't have to ask you if you got Jesus. The sign should be there. They should see it upon your heart. They should see it by the way you walk, by the way you talk, how you treat your loved ones, how you treat your neighbor, how you treat your friends. It shows you got milk. You got Jesus. It's on you. The glory of God is on your face. Jesus on the inside, working on the outside. People come up to me off time and say there's something different about you. But, you know, I don't become conceited when they say that. I just smile and say thank you. And so even that smile is different. Ah, I got the milk of Jesus on the inside of me. And it's all over my lips. They can see it. They don't have to keep questioning me. You got milk. I heard Al Sharpton tell a story once on his Politic Nation program, and his mother had made a blueberry pie, and they got in the pie. And the mother said, "Who's been in the pie?" And they wouldn't own up to it because they know they shouldn't have been in that pie. And she said, "Well, who's been in the pie?" They wouldn't own up to it. She said, "Well, I know who's been in the pie because it's all over blueberry, it's all over your face, even on your teeth. The evidence is there." And so it is. When you have Jesus, the evidence is there. The devil knows that you have Jesus. That's why he's always bringing opposition, because it's his job to turn you from Jesus, not bring you to Jesus. Ah, but the angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. Oh, let me get back in the room where I left my sword. I left my Bible in the room. I'm all the way out here in the living room. I guess if I was in the church, I'd probably be by the back door now, because I just walk in because I'm excited about who he is. Oh, what you going to do with your baby? You going to report to Herod, or you going to praise God and keep it moving? Whew, that's what I'm going to do. No. Let me rephrase that. That's what I've done. I found Jesus, and I kept it moving. And the song says, "I found Jesus, and I'm glad. No, I'll never be sad. I found Jesus, and I'm glad. I found Jesus, and I'm glad. Oh, my God in heaven, I feel good." Yes, I do. Let's read the word of God. I'm almost finished. Yes, I am. I get so excited with the word of God. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. And it came to pass, as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said one to another, "Let us now go even unto Bethlehem and see this thing which has come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us." And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. And when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning this child. And all they that heard wondered at those things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. That's just like a mother. That's just like a mother. You might look at that baby and say, "Lord, Lord, I thank you." My brother, when my nephew was born, Jamel, my sister came home with him, and he was still all shriveled up, poor fella. He was only he was 6 days old when he arrived here in New York. And my older brother said, when he looked at the baby, he said, "He just missed ugly by a few minutes." He said, "That baby is just, look at him." Well, I don't think he really saw a newborn baby before, but Jamel was a little wrinkly. But look here, by the time he left here, my brother looked at him and said, "That boy is a good-looking boy. That's my nephew." He was his nephew then because he was good-looking. But you see, I don't care what he looked like to you and you and you, but to my sister, oh, my God, was a beautiful baby. She saw the beauty that was to come that maybe you and I couldn't see. But she saw her baby in a different eye from the way we would look at it. She said, look at my beautiful baby. And as time went by, it was like a worm that turned into a butterfly. So beautiful. Oh, bless his name. Handsome fella before he left this world. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. And the shepherds returned glorifying and praising. See what I'm talking about? How come you think I should go to church and just sit and look? If the shepherds could glorify God, they was praising God. So they weren't just sitting still. They were moving some kind of way. Their hand must have been lifted up towards heaven. They may have gone into a dance and gave God a dance offering. I don't know, but I don't think they just sat there like a bump on the log. Oh, bless his name. And the shepherds return glorifying. When you find your baby, you glorify him. You don't smother him. You don't kill him. You don't want anybody to say, I don't want anybody to see me praising God. I praise him in my bathroom. I praise him in my kitchen. I praise him by myself. But I'm not going to act unseemly out in the public. Oh, the heck with you. You don't have the baby. Ooh, shame on you. Look here. And this, look here, I'm stuck on this. I'm stuck on this, Dr. Scott. I'm closing. And the shepherds return glorifying, woo, and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen as it was told unto them. Ah, in the name of the Father, there's no more to be said. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Again, sermon, you do light up the skies, and we all are funneling our babies right now, pregnant with the Spirit. This is Mariah Carey singing, Hark the Herald Angels Sing. So in your mind, everyone, just know that this is WGUM, Glory United Ministries. This is Bishop Dr. Gregory Scott. Thank you once again for being with us.
When you don't go to Geico.com, car insurance can be confusing. Like Swedish techno confusing.
Bark, bark, meow, meow. Dance with me, purple cow. Bark, bark, meow, meow. Ooh, you lovely cow.
Geico makes it easy. With 24/7 access, all you have to do is go to Geico.com and you could save money on car insurance. It just makes sense. Unlike, you know.
Dance with me, purple cow. I like your move.
At Nissan, our lineup is taking the galaxy by storm. And right now, you can save big during Nissan's Go Rogue year-end event. Shop your local Nissan store and choose Nissan.com today for great offers. And see Rogue One only in theaters. Take on any galaxy.